Hi, welcome to episode 4 of We Used to Be Best Friends. I am your host, Sabrina, and on today's episode, we will be reading a friendship breakup submission sent in by a very beautiful and brave soul. Now, before we get started, I do want to say that friendship breakups are extremely difficult. So, it is not easy for someone to have the courage to share their story. Let alone give me the permission to read it out loud on a podcast. Therefore, I want to make sure that each and every one of you listening listens with intent, with compassion, with empathy, and leaves judgment out the door. Each of you are now part of a community where we have the space to share, the safety to express, and the solidarity to heal together. With that being said, you're going to leave your judgmental ass out the door, and I will cue the intro music, and I will see you on the other side. My friends, let's turn on our listening ears. Make sure that you are not distracted and that you are comfortable in whatever that you're doing, whether you're driving to work or coming right back from work, or if you're just sitting on the couch listening to me with a cup of tea. I am ready for you, and this story is too. So let's get into it. This is the story about the day one of my maid of honors and my three bridesmaids backed out of my wedding and ended our friendship 2 weeks before my wedding day. I married the man of my dreams this past summer. We have been together for almost 14 years. We waited a long time to get married because we wanted to be able to save up for the wedding of our dreams. We own a house and have two beautiful children together. Some people may say that we did everything backwards, but I have zero regrets about us waiting this long to get married because our children were able to be a part of the wedding and witness their parents exchange their vows to one another. COVID did play a part in why we waited to get married. I also suffer from severe health conditions, and I am constantly in and out of the hospital and have endless medical bills, making it hard for us to save money for the wedding. We didn't want to ask our family to help pay for our wedding as we know everyone is struggling these days. And we went all out on our wedding day. On an outside perspective, it may look like I was spoiled, but in reality, we worked hard and have been slowly saving up for 10 years to have the wedding of our dreams and without the help of any family members. But that's besides the point. Let's get to what happened with my bridesmaids and maid of honor. When my husband and I decided to finally set a date for the wedding, I knew immediately that I wanted my sister to stand by my side as my maid of honor, and I knew which three girls I wanted to be my bridesmaids. I contemplated long and hard, trying to decide if I wanted to include a longtime friend of mine. I knew in my gut she was never a good friend to me, but I didn't have it in my heart not to include her. I was afraid it would hurt her feelings and start an argument, and I just wanted to avoid that. I knew in my gut that it would be a bad idea to include her. My husband and I thought that it was a bad idea as well, but I decided to give her the benefit of the doubt and include her since I had known this girl for so many years. I decided to ask her to be a co-maid of honor alongside my sister. And even though my sister wasn't very fond of this friend either, she put that aside and agreed to work together with her as a co-maid of honor. I met all of these girls in different stages of my life. None of them knew each other until I introduced them. I got them all together to meet, and to my surprise, they all got along very well. It made me so happy to see all my closest friends from different stages of my life getting along and becoming friends. I thought creating my own little friend group was such an amazing idea. But boy, was I wrong. I had a great relationship with the three girls I asked to be my bridesmaids. Our friendship has always been what I thought was genuine, and we never, not once, had a single disagreement or falling out. Our friendship was nothing but positive, and I loved those girls as if they were my own sister. The relationship with the one I asked to be my co-maid of honor has always been rocky. We are complete opposites. She is extremely confrontational and likes to pick arguments, whereas I avoid confrontation at all costs. Looking back, she has never been a good friend. She would always give me backhanded compliments, she would give me advice to make me look bad, and she was a serial gossiper. I also noticed that she would watch my posts on social media but never engage with me or my posts, unless it was to insult me. But she was constantly interacting with everyone else on social media supporting them, including my friends I introduced her to. She never congratulated me on any accomplishment in my life, but she was always there to listen when I was struggling. It was like she enjoyed listening to me struggle. I also noticed she talks poorly about literally everyone behind their back. Younger me felt special that she felt comfortable confiding in me, but as I got older, I started to realize her toxic behavior and realized that if she talks this poorly about other people she considers good friends, she was probably talking poorly about me behind my back. I also felt like she was in secret competition with me, but I would convince myself that I was just overthinking things. But during my wedding season, it became more and more obvious that this was in fact her being jealous of me. She couldn't stand when I was the center of attention and any time the conversation was focused on me or the wedding. She had to immediately shut that conversation down and change the subject to her. In all the years I have known her, I never had it in me to confront her about anything she did or said. I also never told my other bridesmaids about the relationship with this girl or how awful of a person that she can be sometimes. I kept everything to myself. One day, after a dress alterations appointment, I went to lunch with this maid of honor, and she began to talk so horrible about my other bridesmaids and close friends. It's one thing to listen to someone talk poorly about people you don't necessarily know, but hearing someone talk poorly about people that you love and care about did not sit well with me at all. So I got brave, and I shut that conversation down immediately. I let her know that I did not appreciate her saying those things about my other bridesmaids. She, however, kept trying to get me to agree with her, but I did not agree with anything she was saying, and asked her again to stop talking about them. That was the first time I have ever stood up to her, and I don't think she liked it one bit. I am pretty sure that this is the moment she started planting seeds into the other girls' heads, because I don't understand how you can side with someone you just met over someone you've known for years, especially when the relationship has always been so positive. I didn't consider removing her from my wedding party at that point, but that was definitely strike one for me. When it came down to planning the bridal shower and bachelorette party, everyone was in agreement that my sister would throw the bridal shower and everyone else would take care of the bachelorette party. They did such a good job with everything, and I am so grateful for everything that they did for me. However, prior to the bachelorette party, I asked the maid of honor what I need to bring. I specifically asked if I needed to bring a pillow and a blanket, and she said no, and assured me that she had me covered. The day before my bachelorette party, I learned that the maid of honor purchased 2 nights at the Airbnb when we were only staying 1 night. When I asked her why she purchased 2 nights, she stated that it was so she can decorate the day before. I thought that this was reasonable, especially since check-in was after 3 p.m., and I didn't question her about anything else after that. Later that evening, she was sending me snaps of herself having a party of her own, and I immediately became irritated. But I kept my mouth shut and did not express how I felt. I know now that I should have. The next morning, my sister arrived at the Airbnb with the rest of the bridal party, and she told me that the other maid of honor did not help set up or decorate anything the night before like she said she was going to. My sister told me she and the other girls were doing all the work while the other maid of honor sat on the couch on her phone the entire time. This Airbnb happened to have a pool and a hot tub, and the maid of honor failed to tell my sister to bring a swimsuit, so my sister had to be left out when we were all in the water. I also didn't know to bring a swimsuit, but the girls put together a gift basket for me, which included a swimsuit with my new last name. Although I had fun in the pool, I was upset that my sister had to be left out, and was upset that no one told her to bring a swimsuit. This Airbnb also had one bed and three sofas that pulled out into a bed. Later that evening, we all were discussing sleeping arrangements, and I stated that I was going to get the bed. I didn't think that saying I was going to get the bed was a selfish thing, especially since it was my bachelorette and I'm the bride. I also had a procedure on my back 2 days prior due to one of my many health conditions. And everyone knew I had a procedure on my back, but the maid of honor stated she already claimed the bed because she had slept in it the night before. I then said that I should get the bed because I'm the bride, and reminded her that I had a procedure on my back 2 days before the party. She said if I wanted the bed, I had to sleep with her. It made me extremely upset with how she was talking to me, and none of the other girls were standing up for me. So I decided that I would just sleep with my sister on the couch, and I did. When I went to look for a blanket, I realized that there were only 3 blankets, but 6 of us. And I decided to grab a blanket, especially since I was not able to get the bed at my own party. I didn't feel bad about taking the blanket because I asked her numerous times if I needed to bring one, and she kept telling me, "No. You got me effed up if you think you're going to have me without a bed and without a blanket at my own party." If I would have gotten the bed, I would have happily given up the comforter to let the other 2 girls share it. However, the maid of honor slept in the bed like the queen she wanted to be, knowing how we don't have enough blankets. I didn't express that I was upset to anyone, not even my sister. I felt it wasn't the time or the place, and I didn't want to ruin my day, as I know it would have turned into a huge argument, knowing how confrontational this girl is. We got ready for bed, and my sister and I are laying down while the rest of the girls are in the living room with the lights, TV, and music on, and they are all laughing and talking. In that moment, I felt a little left out, but decided having one-on-one time with my sister was fine. Since she was left out of the pool and I didn't spend much time with her, I thought that this was a great time to catch up. Both my sister and I were super tired, but neither one of us could fall asleep with all the noise coming from the living room. So we just laid there talking until we were both so tired that the noise and lights didn't bother us anymore. I didn't mention that I was upset to my sister until the very next day. The following morning, everyone seemed fine. Everyone was talking to me like normal. I had no idea at this point that they were all upset with me. I thanked everyone for everything and gave each of them a big hug. But when I went to hug the maid of honor, she immediately pushed me away. So I knew she was pissed. 2 days pass and the maid of honor sends me a text to let me know she's stepping down as my maid of honor. She stated that it was extremely selfish of me to think I deserved the bed and then talked horrible about my sister for not helping with the party, even though it was an agreement months prior that my sister would take care of the bridal shower while the rest would take care of the bachelorette party. This girl then states that she will still attend the wedding to support me, but not to ask her for any help during that day. I had put up with this girl's behavior for years, and I finally reached a point where I had enough. I replied to her text and told her that I agree she should step down and to, in fact, not even show up at all. I told her that it was selfish of her to get the bed at my party, especially knowing I had a procedure on my back. I told her that it was rude of her to not tell my sister to bring a swimsuit, and that her charging the girls for 2 nights of the Airbnb so she can have her own party the night before wasn't nice. And then I told her, I think it's time we go our separate ways. She immediately blocked me from everything after that, but not until she went off on me yet again, so she can have the last word. But I didn't care. I felt so much relief to be free from that friendship. It was something I should have done years ago, but I just never had the courage and was never brave enough to do it. I wanted to tell the girls individually and privately of my decision of removing the one girl and my reasoning for it. I didn't think it would be appropriate to send a message like that in the group chat, so I called each of them, but no answer. I sent each of them a text and no response. I thought this was odd because they usually respond to me right away, but I had a terrible feeling that my ex-maid of honor got to them first and twisted the story to make me look bad. Hours later, one by one, they all started reaching out to me, and they all said the exact same thing, like they had rehearsed it. They all, as a group, agreed that it was very selfish of me to kick that one girl out of my wedding. But none of them had any idea of the type of friendship I had with that girl, because I never, not once, expressed that to anyone. They said it was very selfish of me to think that I deserved the bed and that I took one of the blankets. They then accused me of faking my own procedure on my back in order to get the bed, and then one by one backed out of my wedding and ended our friendship. They told me that I was ungrateful for everything they did, but I was really so appreciative for all of them and everything they have done for me. Not just for my party, but in all the years I had known them. They had no idea, but I had spent at least $1,000 on gifts for each of them that they never got to see. I was planning to give their gifts the morning of the wedding. I had got them personalized tote bags that included pajamas, slippers, perfume, earrings, and a personalized thank you card for each of them, expressing how grateful I am for their friendship. Not to mention that I told them that I was going to buy everyone coffee and breakfast the morning of, and I paid for everyone's dinner at rehearsal. I felt like I did so much for them to show them that I was grateful. I didn't know what more I could have done to show how appreciative I was. I also tried to have a civil conversation with each of them, but they all wanted to just yell at me and say the most hurtful things. My entire body was in shock. I didn't know what to say. I was completely blindsided. My jaw literally dropped on the floor because I had never seen the side of them, and they have never yelled at me the way that they did. And because I didn't like confrontation, I was not about to argue back with them. At this point, I was stressing about my wedding, and I realized how many last-minute changes I had to make because of their last-minute dropout. I unfortunately lost a lot of money since it was so close to the wedding day, and there were no refunds. This entire time, I have blamed the one maid of honor for everything that happened, but in reality, they're all equally responsible for hurting me. The day of our wedding came to pass, and it was still beautiful, despite everything that happened. And I was so happy that I still had my sister by my side as my maid of honor on my wedding day. After the wedding, I waited for some time to pass, and I tried reaching out to each one of them, but they never responded. What hurts the most is that not only did they hurt me, but they hurt my daughter even more. She was best friends with one of their daughters, and all summer long, she asked to play with her, and it broke my heart each time I had to tell her, "I don't think we can see her anymore." Looking back, I realized that they were never good friends to begin with. Going through old texts made me realize how one-sided our relationship really was. I was the one to always text first and ask how they were doing or to hang out. One of the girls even wore white to my bachelorette party. Although I was extremely hurt by the situation, I think all of this happening was a blessing in disguise. I mourned the loss of their friendship for months, but I am finally out of a place where I can talk about it. The end, my friends. So, what did you guys think about this story? Because in my humble opinion, I think the maid of honor's behavior was absolutely uncalled for. I think that she didn't like the fact that she had to celebrate someone other than herself and made the bachelorette party all about herself. Renting an Airbnb and going to stay the night before, lying and saying that you're doing that to decorate, but then throwing a party on your own, and then having the girls pay for that extra night that you're staying by yourself, that is insanity. The audacity. I can't believe that. Like, if you're going to stay an extra night in an Airbnb and throw a party by yourself, then you should pay for that extra night all by yourself. And then to sit there and promise that you're going to decorate, do not decorate, and then you're on your phone and you let everybody else decorate and you don't do anything. I swear, the audacity. I think that this maid of honor was selfish. She didn't want to celebrate you. She wanted to have a party to herself. And she definitely sabotaged a lot of things because it was all about her. She didn't want to accommodate any of the girls, including the bride. Didn't want to do anything. Didn't do any research on whether everyone's going to be comfortable in beds. Like, you couldn't get beds. You only got an Airbnb with one bed and you wanted that bed. And then the other girls sleep on pull-out couches. We all know how uncomfortable pull-out couches is. Like, even if you don't have back surgery or back pain, it's already uncomfortable in itself. And then you have the audacity to be like, oh, I already slept in the bed the night before, so I get the bed. No, honey. The bride gets the bed. Like, it's her day. It's her party. You're celebrating her. I don't think it's selfish for her to want the bed at all. And then on top of that, you weren't accommodating to her sister with the swimsuit thing. If you knew that there was going to be a pool, you text all the girls and you tell them, hey, there's a cool pool. Bring your swimsuit. Hello? No, this girl wanted the perks of the wedding. She wanted to attend. She wanted to eat for free. She wanted to party and drink for free, but she didn't want to actually be a maid of honor and put the work in. And when she realized that there was work to do, she then decided to back out and had the audacity to be like, oh, I'm going to step down as your maid of honor, but I'm still going to come to your wedding. Like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think that the bride acted in the most logical way. If you don't want to be my maid of honor and you're pulling this attitude, don't come at all. Like, I would have uninvited her too. Like, absolutely. Don't bring your drama to my wedding. It's supposed to be a good wedding, a happy event. If you can't even celebrate and be happy for me, no, don't come. And then to triangulate your friends against you is absolutely bonkers. Like, I swear, the word I keep wanting to say is the audacity. And also, I'm really sorry, but those bridesmaids of yours were never your friends if they were so quick to turn on you on the first opportunity that they had. Those girls were never your friend in the first place. Like, good friends would not do that. And then for all of them to drop out of your wedding all at once is absolutely ridiculous. And I'm sorry, but karma's a bitch. And I hope that those girls see it on their wedding day. Sorry. I'm glad that your sister is still stuck by you, and I'm glad that you're still able to have an amazing wedding and marry the man of your dreams. So I'm happy for you on that part. I know the feeling of how extremely painful it must be to feel so isolated after an incident like that, after literally losing so many long-term friends all in one go just because of one spiteful girl. I can imagine how isolating that can feel, and I can imagine how much shame and how much guilt and lack of closure there must have been for you in that moment. But I'm here to say thank you for sharing with us, and thank you for being so brave to send me that story. I know that there's probably someone out there that resonates with your story and might find similarities there. And hearing this might help them realize that it wasn't their fault either, and that it wasn't their fault with how somebody treated them on their wedding day. And honestly, it's your wedding day. It's the one time you get to celebrate yourself. And if people can't put their ego aside to celebrate you on one day, then I don't know what to say to that. So please, if I can say anything to you about this, don't feel ashamed. Don't feel ashamed for putting yourself first. Don't feel ashamed for finally thinking, hey, it's my turn to enjoy myself. None of anything that you did, in my opinion, was selfish. I think as a bride, you deserve to be pampered like the queen that you are, just like every other bride out there deserves to have their day. And if a miserable friend like that doesn't want to celebrate you and wants to make the wedding all about herself, then you know what? The trash took itself out. And that is all I'm going to do.